I was contacted by a number of concerned citizens, and one of those citizens actually told me about a very vulnerable person who shall remain nameless, but very vulnerable, who was caught up in the whole incident there last year in relation to the location of a fast food truck under the casual trading licenses. And I suppose what is happening now is that people are getting very fixated on the amount of house fires that are happening. And basically, I was asked to put forward a motion to see if these bylaws can be reviewed, especially when it comes to fast food outlets. A lot of these fast food outlets, they use, items that can actually, they can catch fire. They use oil. They use, a lot of the time, they use gas. And a lot of the time, the distance, which I think there has to be a minimum of 6 metres between a residential home and a particular unit carrying on this business. So I suppose people are very concerned that Clare County Council really aren't focused enough on the safety aspect of it. I mean, there are a lot of other casual trading licenses given out, farmers markets, and different items being sold. But I suppose when it comes to something like something that involves cooking and inflammable, you're using product that can go on fire. So I suppose when you have vulnerable people in their own home living near these units, and sometimes these units can operate way outside the operating guidelines. The operating guidelines for one particular unit was from 9 in the morning to 1:30 a.m. But I believe it was continuing trading up to the wee hours, as we'd say, 3 and 4 a.m. in the morning. But I suppose the real trusted emotion was safety, and the safety of people living in their homes. And as I said yesterday, it is not right that you have these people that just set up according to permissions they get from Clare County Council. And as I said yesterday, Clare County Council are not mindful enough of the fire risk and the safety of residents nearby. So I'm hoping to get a result on this one.
And of course, look, this doesn't apply across the board to all fast food vendors or fast food truck operators. Quite a large majority of them will comply with the rules and regulations. In their reply, Clare County Council have noted Carmel Green, the senior executive officer of the property management unit, has noted that this is particularly an issue in two towns in the county. But Jerry, I suppose just to connect the dots for listeners, people might think a food truck, how could that lead to residential safety or antisocial behaviour? What can go wrong from a safety point of view that could lead to fires or worse?
Well, from a safety point of view, sometimes there's an amount of waste material that can be left very near these, you could call them, they're like a vending machine, but they can be a trailer or it can be a full-blown truck. So you're dealing with items that actually would be contaminants. You can have a fire that can start very easy. You have people who are sleeping in their homes in the early hours of the morning. And also, the big problem was that the 6 metre distance from residential properties wasn't being followed. And that is a big issue. I suppose the big thing, Dara, is that I did contact the chief fire officer, and the chief fire officer, in fairness to him, was very concerned and said that he would be requesting the council to actually move these units, and I suppose really he would be interested in these people complying. It's not about the people, it's the people that are overseeing the license the problem is with. The problem is with Clare County Council is the people that are setting up their machines and their trucks and everything else do so because they have permissions got from Clare County Council. But I suppose the oversight is a big thing. And then when you take festivals, they can go on till 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes, you have people that congregate around these fast food units. And I suppose that brings its own issues. And I suppose, the Gardaí, a lot of the time, they don't seem to have the resources. This is what they tell us. They don't have the resources to police these towns and villages. And then the people running the festivals, maybe for some reason or another, they don't see fit to employ private security. But certainly I think it was time it was called out. And that's what I was asked to do. I was asked to raise the issue and to see what could be done to protect people, vulnerable people I'm talking about, in their own homes. That's the least you can expect from a local authority.